side, you know what? I have implemented incredible policies. There is a huge contingent of people that are excited to run. Joe Biden, maybe he doesn't run. Maybe Hillary's not running. And then it's a brand new generational election. He could make that choice. But to argue that Trump, a guy who works as hard as pretty much any politician we have ever seen in terms of the hours that he is willing to spend, the effort and energy and intensity that he is bringing to bear, that he would not run because it's just too much work is crazy. There are lots of reasons he might not run. The guy who's not going to run, by the way, in my opinion, I think you're starting to agree, Buck. I don't think there's any way Joe Biden can.
We're
going
to have
right?
to have another like, bet, but I'm gonna go broke buying Travis steaks if this keeps up. So.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
You've heard us talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow has given us the good night's sleep we both need. He continues to roll out new products for us to try, from the pillows to the towels to the mattress toppers and the Giza sheets.
Mike's latest incredible deal is on his Giza Dream sheets, which you've heard us rave about before. These are sheets I have on my bed. They're made from the world's best cotton, Giza.
They're ultra soft and breathable, yet also extremely durable. And right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with the promo code Clay and Buck. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee as well.
Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square to check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. With our promo, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's free book with your purchase. Enter your promo code Clay and Buck or call 800-792-3269.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster.com, we sell custom blinds and shades at affordable prices and provide the best customer service humanly possible. Since 2010, we've sold hundreds of thousands of blinds to satisfied customers across the country. Just check out our more than 10,000 customer reviews online. Blindster.com has easy-to-follow measuring and installation instructions on our website, as well as friendly and knowledgeable representatives available to help. And we take the fear out of ordering custom window coverings by offering free samples and a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. In addition, we offer a fitter-free guarantee, meaning your blinds will fit or we will remake them at a different size, even if you make a mistake in measuring, for free. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Visit us now at Blindster.com.
And for Clay and Buck listeners, use the promo code Clay and Buck and save 45%. Just visit us at Blindster.com. That's Blindster.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If you have recently moved here from somewhere, welcome to Nevada. Most of us who are already here came here because we didn't like something about there. We came here precisely because it is not like there, wherever there is. And we actually like here just the way it is. If this describes you, again, you're welcome here. We are not racist, phobic, or anti-whatever you are. We simply like here just the way it is. But if you came here from there with the idea of making here more like there, you should never have left there to come here. And you are hereby most cordially invited to leave here and go back there. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids. QHALV.com 3691321. QHALV.com 3691321. QHALV.com.
Broadcasting live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Senate Judiciary Committee debating Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination for the Supreme Court. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley says Jackson has not been forthcoming in responding to panel request for documentation.
We asked for other documents having to do with probation filing in the Hawkins case. Judge Jackson told us that she can't get records for her old cases because of, she's no longer a district court judge. That seems to be very convenient.
A federal judge in Ohio blocking the U.S. military from handing out any discipline to a dozen Air Force officers. They're asking for religious exemptions to the mandatory COVID vaccine. Also at townhall.com, the U.S. government has seized a mega yacht in Spain owned by an oligarch with close ties to Vladimir Putin.
The capture of the yacht is the first in the government's sanctions enforcement initiative to seize and freeze giant boats and other pricey assets of Russian elites. The law enforcement officers descended on the yacht at the Marina Real in the port of Palma de Mallorca. Associated Press reporters there saw police going in and out of the boat. The US Justice Department and the Treasury Department have launched sanctions enforcement initiatives to seize and freeze giant boats and other pricey assets of Russian elites after Russia invaded Ukraine in late February. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Medicare says millions of enrollees will finally have access to free over-the-counter COVID tests at drugstores. Monday's announcement coming amid current worries that the latest variant, BA2, will spark another rise in U.S. cases. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Norris, a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, travelers on spring break encountered some slowdowns over the weekend at Las Vegas' airport, as about 1 in 10 flights were delayed yesterday. The flight tracking website FlightAware says 86 inbound and 89 outbound flights were delayed. 40 flights scheduled to leave Las Vegas yesterday were canceled, as were 47 inbound. Southwest was hit the hardest this weekend, briefly pausing service Saturday due to technical issues and weather challenges in Florida. FlightAware reports Southwest had canceled 398 flights across the country with delays at 827 other flights yesterday afternoon. Well, Las Vegas's visitor numbers are far better than last year, but still trail the pre-pandemic levels of just a couple of years ago. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reports 2.62 million people visited Southern Nevada in February. That's a 70% increase from February of last year, but an 18% level below February of 2020, just before the COVID-19 outbreak began to take hold. Only one tourism indicator showed improvement over the last year and 2 years ago, the average daily room rate. $149.52. That's 53 cents better. $53 better than the previous year. Ran out of time. Sorry, it's Monday.
Oil change for only $29.95. Beinecke, doing car care right.
Moderate flows on the Beltway right now on the 215 west of Valley Verde, east at the airport connector exit ramp. Also, looks like you're averaging about 60 miles per hour through the resort corridor of the 15 and late restrictions on the 515 between Maine and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, April 4th, as we move into the month of April. And we've got the championship game in the NCAA. We've got Easter. We got all kinds of stuff coming up in the next few weeks. And very, very exciting to be a part of it. Great to have Victor Jakes on with us every Monday. He joins us. He's the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Victor, good afternoon. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
We didn't get the storybook finished that we had hoped for, a lot of people hoped for with Coach K, but the Final Four has been good so far.
Pretty incredible. I mean, that Duke-UNC game, you couldn't have asked for a much better game. I mean, just back and forth the whole way. And, right down to the end.
I'm just wondering, what happens to Coach K? Does he just retire, or does he end up on ESPN, or does he end up on one of the other sports networks?
You know, probably so. I mean, it seems, you know, people like that never really kind of just drop out entirely. So I'm sure if he wants a job, he'd have one. But, you know, I do hope he's able to take some time with his family and enjoy a little bit slower pace. But yeah, certainly wouldn't be surprised to see him around college basketball for years to come.
And I guess my question is, so what happens tonight? North Carolina and Kansas. Who wins this one?
I'm going to guess Kansas wins. It's one versus eight, you know, at some point you would assume that the eight seed runs out of gas. But, I mean, they looked very good beating Duke. And so if they play like that, they've got a good chance.
I know we've talked over the years about intercollegiate athletics and how it's become so commercialized. Do you worry that that the colleges are becoming the kind of the next pro league?
Well, not really. I mean, I think this idea that, you know, the only people involved in college basketball and college football that don't make any money are the players, you know, never made any sense. I mean, they're the ones who add the value to the whole thing, and they're the reason people care so much about it. So, you know, I know they're able to kind of make some money off their likenesses, and I say good for them. I mean, I don't have any problem with it. If the universities were able to pay them, you know, even $100,000, $500,000 for some of these big programs, I think that'd be fine.
I'm just wondering what happens when they form a union and they go on strike and they want less practice time and more games or things like that. Will that end up happening? Do you worry that the players are going to become so powerful, not just using their likeness, but, you know, rules changes, things like that, just like the pros?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's possible. I mean, the challenge with the union is the kids aren't there for very long. And I mean, the other thing that you have to think about is you know, there's only really a couple sports that make lots and lots of money. I mean, baseball and or basketball and football. And so, you know, if the swimming team wanted to form a union, no one would care. Or, I mean, it's not that that sport's not important, and obviously those people are incredible athletes and they work very hard, but just in terms of the TV rating, it's all about the, you know, it's all about the money. And I just think that it's hard to get something organized when you're there for such a short period of time. And especially, you know, I think there's, you know, for kind of the pendulum swinging back to the right side where the players are able to make some money. And I think that will, you know, kind of chill the push for a union. But, you know, it could happen, but it's just, I mean, to organize on that many different campuses, you know, say Florida decided to form a football union, well, the SEC is still going to go on whether Florida shows up or not. And so I just think you're going to have a hard time unionizing in a way that you know, the NBA or the NFL, there's only a set number of teams and they've got these huge TV contracts and the players are there for, you know, 10, 15 years. And so I just think it's going to be much more difficult.
I want to ask you on a totally different note about one of your columns. Violent criminals are being released and they're participating in more violent crimes. Do you worry that we're being too lenient? I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, I absolutely think the you know, Nevada's being too lenient. I mean, you read the paper and there's crime stories, and this year I've just kind of noticed a pattern with a lot of these stories that, you know, the person who was arrested had been in jail before. And I don't mean in jail like 10 years and they served 5 years and they got out. I mean in jail like 2 months ago. And this story about the homeless guy on the strip who killed Tyler Steffens, a police officer from Washington State, was just really striking because the homeless guy, his name's Freddie Allen, he was arrested in September for threatening a strip security guard with a knife. Now, you might think, well, you know, you threaten someone with a knife, you go to jail for, I don't know, a year, 2 years? That sounds like a pretty big deal. No, he got 90 days in jail, and he was told to stay away from the strip for 6 months. And guess what? That didn't work because he went right back to the strip, and later that he got released in November. In November, he got arrested for stabbing someone near Harrah's. I mean, it's just...
Did we put him on the honor system? And you're sure you won't go back out of the strip?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the honor system. It's don't do this. We're going to be really mad. Now, we won't know that you did it until you commit another crime, and we won't be following you, and we won't be stopping you. But don't go down there. We're telling you. He stabs this other guy. The victim has to get staples in his head and stitches in his arms.
Wow.
And he pled guilty to a gross misdemeanor. It wasn't even a felony he pled guilty to, and he received 90 days in jail.
So how do we fix this? Is this a matter of throwing the prosecutors out of office, or cops or judges, or how do we go about fixing this?
I think there's a couple of things. There's one, in 2019, Democrats went through and basically gutted the sentencing law in Nevada. You know, they called it criminal justice reform, but basically what they did is they just reduced the sentences for lots and lots and lots of crimes, and especially for repeat offenders, where, you know, if you already had two felonies and you got convicted of a third, you'd be sent to jail for at least 5 years. And they said, no, we're going to make that five. You know, you have to have five felonies before you get the repeat offender clause. And so that needs to be fixed. And then, you know, I think the prosecution could be tougher, but the problem is that the guy running against Wolfson is, he should be running for Ozzie Fumo. He should be running for district attorney in San Francisco. I mean, he's saying that Wolfson's too tough on people, that we have too many people in jail. So I don't think the prosecutor issue is going to be solved anytime soon, but, you know, if by some miracle Republicans took back control in the legislature, I mean, they should make it a priority to go back through that 2019 law and you know, fix the sentences and make sure that, you know, look, if you commit a serious crime like stabbing someone, that you go to jail for a serious amount of time.
Do we have room in our jails and our prisons for more time and more years?
I don't know, but if we don't, we should make room. I don't like this idea that, it saves money to let people out of jail. Well, it saves money to not have any police, but the reason we have police is because it's a lot better to pay some money than to be robbed and to be attacked and to be beaten just walking down the Las Vegas Strip or in your neighborhood or in a business area. Jail is expensive. Police are expensive, but the alternative is a lot worse. If we don't have enough jails, then we build more.
I want to ask you about Will Smith. He resigned from the Academy. Is that enough of a punishment? April 18th, supposedly they're going to meet. The Academy is going to meet to decide if more discipline is needed. Is that enough, him resigning from the Academy?
Well, I don't know what else they're supposed to do to him. I don't like the idea of taking away his Oscar. I think that's a mistake. I mean, what he did to Chris Rock was unrelated to his acting ability. I think the thing that they should have done was they should have removed him. Obviously they weren't going to arrest him because he's a celebrity. you don't do that in Hollywood. If they weren't going to arrest him, take him out in handcuffs, they should have at least removed him. You know, he could have won the award, but didn't have the honor of speaking in front of everyone. And at this point, it's all just face saving. I mean, it's a slap on the wrist. Everyone knows it's a slap on the wrist, and that's where it seems like it's going to stay.
Well, and the producer came out on Friday and on GMA on Good Morning America and said that essentially the cops said, "Hey, this is criminal battery. We can arrest him right now," but that the Academy said no.
Yeah, no, it was, I remember, so they reported afterwards they had, contacted Smith's publicist and asked him to leave, he's sitting right there, but they don't go up to him because he's Will Smith. And if you want to talk about privilege in America, the privilege of celebrity is certainly up there. But I don't know. I mean, I don't think other celebrities are going to throw the book at him. I don't really know what they're supposed to do. At this point, anyway, I think taking away his Oscar, I just don't think it fits the crime. That's kind of celebrity culture.
But if now, because he's not a member of the Academy, he can't vote, is to me taking away his vote is kind of lame. I mean, when you consider he literally attacked somebody before 20 million people.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a case of weak prosecution. It's this right here. I mean, the district attorney. I read somewhere that they don't need Chris Rock's permission to press charges, so they could actually press charges. I think that would be a much more fitting ending. Give him. I'm sure it'd be like 200 hours of community service or something.
Yeah.
But that would be a much more fitting consequence than anything that the Academy is going to do internally.
More coming up with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NB4265, NMLS64.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to follow up on something we were talking about in our last segment, and that is the whole notion of equating free speech with violence. And you go in depth on this. Can you talk a little bit about this whole issue of free speech as it relates to violence? I mean, we've seen it with Governor Sisolak, with Sheriff Lombardo, where people accost them verbally, in some cases physically. Can you talk a little bit about where we are in that in that challenge?
Yeah, it's I think what happened to Lombardo and Sisolak over the last couple of weeks is a good opportunity to examine this idea that, you know, speech is violence, and it's most prevalent on college campuses, where, you know, a conservative will come to speak and leftist groups will use literal violence to stop them from speaking, and the excuse they make is that, oh, these words are violent, and no, that's not the case. And I think what happened with Lombardo and Sisolak show that. I mean, both of those guys were accosted in, you know, really unseemly, vile ways by, you know, some random person who, you know, was not only rude about it, but was unintelligent enough to take a video of it and then basically brag about what they did. And, you know, Lombardo and Sisolak responded with grace and just, you know, left. And, you know, they, you know, that's what you should do, right? I mean, someone comes up and is rude like that, you just leave. There's a difference between that, how, you know, however unseemly it is that they didn't punch either of the candidates, which is good. And so I just thought that was an interesting contrast with Will Smith. And obviously he heard a joke that he decided he didn't like at some point, and then came up and reacted with violence. And it was just an interesting contrast between Lombardo and Sisolak and then what Will Smith did.
And really what happened to those two was exactly what Mad Maxine Waters was talking about.